Okay. Erev Tov. Tonight's Amud in a Raisa. Yuma Pei Gimel Amud Alef. Yuma Pei Gimel Amud Alef. Pei Beis Amud Beis was obviously a very short Amud. We started really with the beginning of, from Pei Beis Amud Alef. Again, we had started the Pei Beis Amud Alef had discussed the idea of chinuch, raising children and into fasting first for hours, adding hours into the fast each year for a couple of years, and then fasting completely a couple of years midrabbanan before getting to a fast or rice level. We spoke about different chinuch-related discussions. There's lots of lamdas shashayos that relate to chinuch. Just to quickly synopsize, because we don't really want to go over all the first. We spoke yesterday about chinuch. It wasn't even yesterday's amud. It was two days ago's amud. We spoke about many different interesting shayos. One is whether chinuch is deraisa derabbanan. Another is, I think we touched on yesterday, whether chinuch of boys only is deraisa, or even chinuch, or even derabbanan, whether the mitzvah of chinuch is on girls as well. It's sad to say now, the Gemara Nazir discusses that the mitzvah of chinuch only by a ben, by a son. It could just be dafka by the mitzvah of Naziris. For some reason, it's only a mitzvah of chinuch on a boy and not a girl. But of course, all the mitzvahs, the stomach should be, why would they be, not be a mitzvah of chinuch on a girl, same as a boy? Another discussion we had, another chakir, we're just going to mention the chakiras and not get into the kishkas. Another chakir we had was, what is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is it a mitzvah to train, which is the lashon of the Mishnah, shirigilim, it's training. You can't just wake up one day at 13 or 12 for a girl and all of a sudden snap your fingers and stop. If you were till then eating chazer, not doing keeping Torah mitzvahs, all of a sudden to start doing it, it wouldn't work. So it's a training, or the lumnus may still be the same, you know, the idea behind it, the concept still may be training, but the mitzvah of chinuch is that midaraisa, person's only mechuyav mitzvahs from 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy. Midrabbanan, they put a chiyav mitzvah even under the age of, even by katam. Once it's a gil chinuch, there's already a mitzvah, rabbinic mitzvah. Maybe the reason why they did it also would be the idea of training, but it's two very separate things. One is a concept that there's just training wheels, and one is a concept of there's a mitzvah rabbanan. A base of kumina, just to bring out, I know we weren't going to get the kishkas, but a base of kumina to bring out would be, could you be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch with a puzzle of classic case of chinuch set, they call the chinuch sets, a puzzle of an esrig. If the vart is that midrabbanan, there's a mitzvah, well, you'll do the mitzvah with the puzzle of an esrig. But if it's just training, the reality is you're just getting the kid to get into the habit that sukkahs once a year, he picks up what looks like a lemon. Obviously, it's an esrig, it's not a lemon. And what looks like, you know, what's a palm branch, he picks it up and he shakes it. So if it's not kosher, it would be fine for training purposes if it's just getting him used to it. But if it's a mitzvah derabbanan, then lechayr wouldn't work. Another lamdish question is, maybe this is our last one, is whether or not it is a mitzvah, assuming it's mitzvah rabbanan, go with the tzad, it's mitzvah rabbanan, did the rabbanan impose the mitzvah on the child? Midaraisa, only an adult is chayav, or a bar mitzvah. Midrabbanan, even a kat is mechuyiv? Oh, no, the mitzvah of chinuch is for the father on the son, right? The father to make sure a son or a daughter who is a katan should keep the mitzvah. But who do they pose it on? Obviously, it's ultimately going to be on the father to teach the son. The kid at 6 years old doesn't know it on his own. But where do they put the mitzvah? Do they put the mitzvah, again, it's not for meanness, do they put the mitzvah on the child and the father just has to help him do what he needs to do? Or do they put the mitzvah on the father? These are many shayles that come up within the conversation of chinuch. That was about, I think it was either 5 or 6 chakiras. We didn't get so deep into it, but this is a home base. This is a big part of the conversation. And then the second part of the, well, this is what most of what we focused on yesterday was, the Mishnah said that a woman has a craving on Yom Kippur, a pregnant woman, it could danger her, danger the child, so she let her break her fast to eat, and a similar idea comes up in Chazer, Chulila, she smells Chazer and she has a craving, or smells a Kachem, it's a carbon Ayla, she's allowed to eat it. And we discussed if it applies just to a woman who's pregnant or applies even to other people who are in a danger from craving. And then the Gemara went into the ideas that Daf, though over there, the reason why Michal Yom Kippur or Michal the Isser of Chazer or Kachim is because V'chaybem, the Gemara didn't quote V'chaybem, we said that's the basis. A person supposed to not give up his life for all mitzvahs besides for 3. And what were the big 3? Shvichas Damim, Gila Arayas, Avaydazara, right? Those 3 persons give his life. And we went through the Gemaras. The Gemara went through the drushas, how we know each one, Shvichas Damim, Gila Arayas, and Avaydazara, that one has to give up his life for those 3. But all other ones, one would not have to give up his life. By the way, side point, we did not speak to that yesterday, that if a person did not give up his life, he's supposed to, but he didn't, right? So is he Chayv Misa now? So there is a discussion, but the Pasha says he's not. He's still an Inus. The person went and was supposed to give up his life instead of being Oven Arias. So he was Oven Arias. He should have done that. He should have given up his life, but he didn't. It doesn't mean he's not an Inus. He's still an Inus. I don't think he'd be, even if he gave him Asra, this is what he's supposed to do, he wouldn't be Chayev Skila. It could be there are those that say you are, but I think the Pasha says that he still would have Inus. He just didn't do what he was supposed to do. his obligation was because of Shem Shemayim to give up his life, and he didn't do that, right? But not that he'd be chayev, he is still an einus in his actions. I don't know how it plays out by murder, if you murder someone, instead of getting himself killed, but the point is that he still has an einus. One question we did discuss is, the lumdus by murder was, who says that your blood is redder than my blood, or my blood is redder than your blood, and therefore you can't kill Yenim to save your own life, and vice versa. But what if it was multiple lives for one life? If it's a svara, then maybe then you would say, we discussed this discussion with Shainim, and the last we discussed was a couple of women that had these cravings on Yom Kippur, and Rebbe said, whisper in her ear, that's Yom Kippur, and hopefully the craving will subside, and it did. And Rebbe said, go to the pasuk, that the ubers cut this merechem, and that ubra that was in her stomach ended up becoming Rebbe Yechanan. Another story where it was a very opposite outcome, Rebbe Chanina had a story that they came to him, a woman had a craving, and he said, whisper in her ear, that's Yom Kippur, and they did so, and it didn't help. And she still had to break her fast. And they said, oh, sometimes the children are strangers, even from the Rechem. And the child that came out was the child named, top line of Pei Gimel and Aleph. His name was Shapsai Eitzer, Eitzaperi. Shapsai Eitzaperi. He was a hoarder. He was a market manipulator. He'd hoard all the produce, make a shortage of the market, have the drive up the commodity, and then release the stuff to the market to make the higher money. So he was not a good person. That's not a very, very proper practice. That's the child that was born from the woman who did not hold in, who did not have her cravings subside with hearing Yom Kippur. To be clear, Alech Lamay Savada, the dinster would be, I don't think it means that we take this as a reason not to feed the woman Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean everyone who eats Yom Kippur, if she has a craving, is going to have a kill like this. Just, these are the stories to the Gemara abroad. Okay, let's pick up the two dots right at the top. And then we got a little further yesterday inside. Let's pick up two dots right at the top of Pei Gimel. It looks like a large almond. It's not small, but it goes rather quickly. We said a chayla, you feed him based on the experts, the pekiyim, Amr of Yanai. Chayla emir tzarech, very fair minute tzarech. If the chayla says, I need to eat, the roif emir, the roif says, it doesn't need to eat. Shem l'chayla. You listen to the chayla and you feed him. My time. Leiv yedeh maris nafshei. The soul, the heart knows its bitter soul. It knows it. The person knows himself better than anyone else. If he says he needs to eat, we trust him even more than the doctors. Ask Mar Pshita. The chayla, he says he needs to eat. He says he's going to die. What's happening? You don't feed him. Malatim reif kim le'tfei kamashma. I would say no. The reif knows so much. He knows the guy's hypochondriac. He knows it's just in the guy's mind. He's totally fine. And we listen to the Reifa. Kamash Bamon do that. When it comes to a fellow saying, I need to eat or else it's Kug Nefesh, we listen to him, the non-doctor. We listen to the person himself, and we give him food. Now, opposite way, this is Rabbi Yonah's text member. Reifa Amar. Sorry, what if Reifa says, he needs to eat? Tochel Amar. And Tochel says, no, I'm good. I don't need to eat. Again, Shaymin the Reifa. This time, he listens to the Reifa. Now, it seems the opposite. We just think the guy knows himself better than the doctor. He says, Gemara, my time, why do you do that? Tunba who did not get laid. Because we say his mishigas grabbed his mind. Because he's not well, the doctor's like, he better eat or he's going to die, and he's so not well already, he thinks he's better than he is. He thinks he's going to be okay just to keep as is, and it's not true. The doctor's correct. So it's interesting. The chur that comes to the is, we're going to kula. It's safek pukun nefesh, and we're taking the more lenient approach. If the guy says he's going to die, we listen to the person himself, listen to him over the doctor. If the doctor says he's going to die, we listen to the doctor over the person. That seems to be the common thread. We have to give explanations how that works, but man, how fits in the lumdus, but that's the meaning. We have one svara that he's a doctor, one svara that the guy knows himself better, so we just apply, yeah, we apply the leniency. Okay, Tanan.
Is it only the child
has
passed on Yom Kippur itself?
Yo, tiny, very good. You're tiny, if that's the lumdus, like the Gemara is saying, not just stam the bigol the kula, like, but the lumdus is that the guy's, you know, in a state of meshuggah, and therefore don't trust him, so if he makes a very passionate or intellectual discussion before Yom Kippur about it, and he's not in a state right then of, he, right, his mind's there, then maybe over there you would give more credence to what he's saying. Interesting. I don't know the answer to your question. It's a good shayla. I was going to wait late about speaking now because you really hit the nail on the head on this topic. There's a couple points, and one of them is going to be almost the same idea we're discussing. The Rambam, first of all, brings the halacha over here, these halachas, about listening to the chayla and not the doctor, by the case of chayla sheish besakana. Rambam says that by a chayla sheish besakana, the halacha is that we listen to him. We listen to him over the doctor. So yesterday we said from Ramesha that if the doctor tells us he's not besakana right now, but he will be besakana later. Right? You don't wait till the guy's besakana and then feed him. Doctors say, I see he's fine right now, this guy. But this guy, if he goes 7 hours without eating, he's going to be besakana. You don't wait till it gets close to it or the sakana. Once you know he can't fast Yom Kippur and it's going to be besakana later, you feed him now. That's the you say we said for Ramesh yesterday, and apparently it's not just Ramesh, Ramesh says Raya, because the Brisker Rav addressed this concept. It says the Brisker Rav that he's medayik from Rambam, that Rambam saying was about Chalish Sakana, that he listened to the Chayla over the doctor, is Dafka when he's in a matzv of Sakana right now, and the Chayla says, I need to eat, and the doctor says, no, you know, you're fine, then we give him food. But if the Chayla himself is saying, now I'm almost, I agree I'm okay, but I'm not going to be okay in 7 hours, that hetter that we just said from Ramesh, that you don't have to wait till he's a Chayla. If the doctor says he's going to become a chayla, you feed him now. When the guy, doctor is saying he's going to be fine, and the guy himself is arguing, I'm going to be sick, in that such a case, says the Brisker Rav, we will not let him eat now. We would let him get to a matzav, that because the doctor's arguing him and saying you're going to be fine. He's saying, I'm not going to be fine. We don't believe him so much, Lev Yudea, Maris Nafshe, to say that we're going to let him eat in advance to prevent if we're getting there in the first place. Azay Zakti, the Brisker Rav is a chumrah when it comes to Mukh Nefesh, which is very bechidish when it comes to Brisk, because they go opposite. Famously, Reb Chaim held, Reb Chaim said all these halachas, there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch about eating pachas makashir and kippur. If one chuliyas team kippur, he's pachas makashir. Less than a shir and a shah, try to split it up. He spoke out in the past. Today achilas pras, so you wait. You know, the shorter is minus 2.5 minutes, longer is minus 9 minutes. We wait, try to wait 4.5 minutes between every achila, and you try to keep it under kasefas each time. Gevaldik. So says Reb Chaim, but in our case of achila, you don't wait. You give him all he needs to eat. Let him get full. Let him eat up to his heart's content right away. The halacha Shulchan Aruch. Reb Chaim is not going to argue the halacha Shulchan Aruch. Reb Chaim will learn the halacha Shulchan Aruch is going again in that case, in a case where a guy is going to get into a matzav of being unwell in the future if he continues to fast. So let him eat now. Pachas pachas b'kashir. We're saying if he doesn't eat, he's going to get into a matzav of being unhealthy, of being in danger. Then we let him eat pachas pachas b'kashir now. But once he's already in a matzav sakana, you don't even try pachas pachas b'kashir. Our job is to get him healthy and strong as fast as possible, and therefore you don't wait at all. So they said. They tightened there. Chaim was make on Yom Kippur. He's make like Abi Yom Kippur. It's a bechidish. He's saying, Shulchan Aruch says, Zupachas Bachas Bakashir. And Chaim is saying, no, you don't even look at Pachas Bachas Bakashir once he's in a Matzvah Sakana. Only before he gets into Sakana, you look at Pachas Bachas Bakashir. So the base person, they responded, Reb Chaim is Machmer Pekuch Nefesh. He's not make on Yom Kippur. He's Machmer Pekuch Nefesh. He's not make on Yom Kippur. So it's ironic that the Brisker Rav was saying a Chumra on Pekuch Nefesh. Okay, but again, it's not Mamish your point, Joe. It's the other direction, but it's talking about the other way. When the chayla is saying, I need to eat, and the ref is saying not. So, again, if it's in advance, says the Brisker Rav, you wouldn't have that benefit. You're asking the other way, that maybe he should have, right? You give him more credence when he's saying he doesn't need the food, and he's still saying. Okay, says more for the Tanan. Chayla b'chayla say api b'kiyim. A chayla, you feed him, from our Mishnah, you feed him based on b'kiyim, based on the doctors. Make a diuk, couple diukim. Number one, api b'kiyim in. Sounds like dafka with doctors, with experts, not with himself. Number one. Number two, Api Bakiyan in, Api Bakiyah Chaloi. Plural doctors, only multiple, not one. In Rabbi Yana's memory, we seem to be dealing with one doctor, and even himself, it doesn't flow towards the Mishnah. Answers to Mahachamay Eskinan, Damalei Tzricha. We're talking about a case where the guy himself said, I don't need to eat. He said, I don't need to eat. So, in the Mishnah, the reason why you be machlam only Alpi the doctors is because the guy himself is saying, I don't need to eat. So, Enachami, if he'd say, I need to eat, he alone would be enough. He's saying, I don't need to eat, therefore you need the doctors in the first place. Says Amar, still, why do you need two doctors? Let's play Alpi Baki. Why don't you just say you can eat based on a Baki? Why do you need two Bakiyim? Bakiyim, plural. Rav Yana's second halacha was, doctor says eat. He says, I don't need to eat. We don't listen to him. We listen to the doctor. So one should be enough. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Leitzricha. What's the case? The mission. There's another guy with him. So the sick person says, I don't have to eat. And there's a doctor that's agreeing with him. He doesn't have to eat. And therefore, the only way we're going to say he does eat is if you have two doctors arguing that he does have to eat. Says Gemara, Machinas Apipikim, Pshita, Marissa, I don't understand. There was the Chiddush. Two doctors say he needs to eat or he's going to die. One doctor says it's okay, he doesn't have to eat, and he himself says he doesn't have to eat. So it's two against two, so to speak. So it's a suffix Pekuch Nefesh, so of course you give him to eat. We don't play games with suffix Pekuch Nefesh, says Gemara. Pshita, isn't it obvious that we would give him to eat? Says Gemara, suffix Nefesh is who? If it's Nefesh is Hakel, if it becomes suffix Nefesh, suffix Nefesh is Hakel. Answers the Gemara, like Tzricha, no, we need the Chiddush, the Mishnah, for the following. You're right, the Gemara tweaks it further. We start off saying, we didn't know the guy himself was saying what he was saying, Bechlal. He's saying, I don't have to eat. Then we added, he has another guy helping him saying he doesn't have to eat. Now he's saying he has two guys on his side. So the fellow is saying, I don't have to eat, himself, the chayla, I don't have to eat, I'm fine, has two doctors backing him up and saying, no, he doesn't have to eat. But there's two doctors that are saying he does have to eat. So it's really two against three. Now, we're not even working in the realm of Edus, because by Edus, you know, Trey's Kameah, two is like 100, and also he himself may not be a great, because he's a Gevedever. But we're not talking about Edus over here. We're talking about estimations of valuations of whether he can live or not. So maybe there would be a svara to say that 3 days beats 2 days. When it comes to ages, 2 is like 100. When it comes to stam days about a topic, valuations, 3 is better than 2. Says Gemara. The Alpha Gavda Amar of Safi, the Rav Safi says, Trey Kamea, Omeka Trey, even though we know we have a klal, that 2 is like 100, 100 is like 2. Hani Mili Linyan Eidus, that's Safka be Eidus. Avlinyan Umdin, when it comes to Umdina, Buster Deus is Linan. When it comes to Umdinas, when it comes to, you know, assessments, you go based on the majority of opinions. And therefore you'd say that the 3, him and 2 of the doctors saying he could survive, should be the 2 doctors saying that he has to break his fast. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. 2 saying he has to break his fast. 2 saying he doesn't, and he's saying he doesn't. We still haven't break his fast. That's the Chiddush. And that's why we need the Mishnah. Says the Mar, not so fast. If there's no Bekiyim, you feed him up Yatzmai. It sounds like in the Seifa that if there's no Bekiyim, we feed him up Yatzmai. Doesn't that mean we're talking about a guy that says he needs to eat? And we were learning the ratio until now. We just been explaining the guy himself saying in the Mishnah, the case was where he's saying, I don't have to eat. Gemara says, you're right. The Seifa is talking about a case where he was saying he has to eat, and the Reish talking about he doesn't have to eat, and we're missing words. When we say this in Shas in general, missing words, we don't interpret this to mean that the words are actually missing. It's as if it's missing words. Meaning the Tana purposely, it's not that we lost the words in transmission over the years. The Tana purposely abbreviated, but this is what it means to say. That's how we touch Chazur Mechzura, and the accurate Taichin you'll see in whether it's art school, whether it's the Masiftas, they write, it's they write that the Chazur Mechzura, it's as if it's missing words, and this is what it means to say. So the message is still the same, the outcome is the same, but it's not like we're not changing gears. It says Gemara, when do we say that you need Bekiyim to let him eat, where he's saying, I don't need to eat. But now we go to the safe, if he says, I do need to eat, Ancham Bekiyim Trey, then there's no experts, no Bekiyim present, Ella Chad, Damalei Tzarech, Machina Sebiatzmai. If there aren't 2 Bekiyim, right? There aren't 2 Bekiyim, but rather only 1, and the 1 is saying he doesn't have to eat, then you'd feed him up Yatzmai. Now, if there were, perhaps, it comes out that if there were 2 Bekiyim saying he doesn't have to eat, and he is saying, I do need to eat, then the Chayra, we still wouldn't feed him. If two doctors are saying, the guy doesn't know he's talking about, he doesn't have to eat, he's fine. And he says, I have to eat, then we still want to listen to him. Even though we have Lev, you know, the heart knows the bitterness of the soul, we want to feed him such a case because 2 experts saying you don't have to eat, and he's saying he does, we assume he's making a mistake. He doesn't know he's talking about. Okay. Marbavashi Amar. Kol hechad Amar tzarchani. Marbavashi says that wherever the guy says, I need to eat, even if there's 100 saying you don't need to eat, we do listen to him. So this is clearly not like what I just spoke out for Rabbi Yanai. He's coming to argue. Rabbi Vashi is coming to say that even if it's 100 against 1, he says, I need to eat, we listen to him. Because it's Pasuk, Shinemar, Levi Demar Snafshe, the heart knows the Mara, the bitterness of its soul. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah this question, Im Ein Sham Bekiyin. We learned at the very end of the Mishnah. If there's no Bekiyin, then Machina Sabiatzmai, then we feed him based on his own himself. Make a deal. Time like a Bekiyim only because there's no Bekiyim there. Ha, like a Bekiyim lay. If there'd be Bekiyim arguing on him, you wouldn't feed him based on himself. Ha, Zariah, that we don't listen to him self when he says, I need to eat over the Bekiyim. Gemara says, no, Hakamar, his have to be his have to teach the Mishnah. When do we say that you need Bekiyim to allow him to eat? He's saying, I don't have to eat. And they're saying, you do have to eat, so we go back to the Bekiyim to make him eat. If he himself says, I do have to eat, ain't Sham Bekiyim Klal, when we said there's no Bekiyim, we don't mean, and there's no Bekiyim, so we listen to him. We mean to say, ain't Sham Bekiyim, we don't look at the Bekiyim. Once he says, I have to eat, we don't look at the experts. We don't even talk to them. It says, Mara Machina Sepiatzmai, Shenemar, we disregard the Bekiyim. Shenemar Levidea, Mara Snapshai, the heart knows the bitterness of the Nefesh. And if he says, I have to eat, that's it. That's it. We feed him. Okay. Second Mishnah. Mishach's bulmus, a person who was grabbed with it. Bulmus is like a type of illness that causes a person to like lose his a little bit of his senses. Like specifically, we'll see the sense of ria, but also not just seeing the sense of taste. We'll see in the Gemara. So, what do you do for such a person? It's dangerous. You feed him nothing during Kippur. You feed him even non-kosher foods until achir enav, until his eyes. It literally means his enav, his vision is, you know, back to light. It comes back to be restored. Then we know he's better, and that's it. But you got to feed him Isser, because otherwise it can be very dangerous. It's pikuch nefesh. It could lead to it's a life-threatening illness. Misha nashche kelef shaita. If one was bitten by a wild dog, emachin I say mechatzer kavet shulei. You don't feed him from the liver the liver tubes. Apparently, there was a misnomer back in the day. They thought that being bitten by a wild dog, feed him from the liver of the wild dog, and that will cure the person. Of course, the liver of the wild dog is not kosher, just like the dog is not kosher. So, says the mission, you cannot feed him. Why not? I spoke nefesh. The answer is because it doesn't help. It's obviously not a cure. Rambam Taka brings, when we talk about remedies, and remedies can be over nisr, for a remedy, is dafka a remedy that's proven, either scientifically, that it makes sense why it should work, so they know scientifically it's a good etza, or experience. They've been using it and it works. Whether they can explain why it works or not, they know it works. So if you know it works, then you could use such a remedy and be mechal the mitzvah for pikuach nefesh. But if you don't know it works, mechal, then you can't do it. Says the Mishnah, Ramasya Macharish Matir. So since Mechalik's Mitzias, Ramasya Macharish was Matir, feeding the liver tubes of the dog. Apparently, he held that it does work, and therefore he could do it. Vayner Ramasya Macharish. Reb Masi Mecharish taught Hachesh Begroinai some of the Girsa Hachesh Bepiv. One who has against illness in his throat or his mouth, Matim Leisam Besayich Piv Shabbos. He let him put medicine into his mouth on Shabbos, even though we don't deal medicines on Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say medicine on Shabbos is Darabanan anyway, but even though we don't do medicines on Shabbos, he let him put it into his mouth because what happens is the illness will go from his mouth into his intestines, into his stomach, and it can kill him. So it's Pukh Nefesh. So the Mefarsher explained that the Chiddush over here is not just give medicine on Shabbos, which normally is Usser. That's only is Darabanan giving him existing medicine. The Chiddush, you can make the medicine. The history of Rabbanan is because you make up the grind and make medicine. That's a biblical list. That's Daraisa. And of here, for Kuch Nefesh, you'll have to be over. Says the Mishnah, the Chos, Meishu, Suffolk, and Fashas, all these cases, at least a Suffolk of life-threatening illnesses, for Chos, and Fashas, Deicha, Shabbos, they're Deicha, Shabbos. Mishnah, of Apoilus, a person who a wall collapsed on him on Shabbos. We had actually this morning in Daf, just not somewhat connected, a wall falls on top of chametz. It's very appropriate because it's 2 weeks before Pesach. It happened to come up in Bavmetzia, Daf Membez, a wall falls on top of chametz. How much coverage do you need? 3 tvachim to say that it's buried and therefore you don't have to worry about it. It's 3 tvachim. Okay. But over here, the wall fell on Nebuch on top of a person. Now we have a bunch of sfeikas. Number one, Safek Usham, Safek Esham. Safek if he's near or not. Safek maybe, we saw the wall fall by him. We don't know if he escaped or he's buried under the wall. Safek Hayes of Mace. If he's under the wall, Safek if he's alive or he's already dead. Third Safek, Safek who's Safek Israel. Safek is a yid or he's a guy. Halacha is still Mefachim Alav HaSagal. On Shabbos, you still dig him out. The digging is the Malacha on Shabbos. You dig him out because it's a Safek Kornefesh. Matsu Chai, Mefachim. If you find him alive, you continue to clear away. Well, of course, you found him, that's the whole point. You're trying to save him. So first, we explain the Kishmak HaChiddush over here. What the mission means to say is, if you find him alive, even though he's not going to live, he's not going to survive. He suffered fatal blows from the wall that was falling on him, but he's still breathing now. You find him breathing, you still clear away rubble, because at least you're going to prolong his life. Just prolonging life, even Chayesha, exactly, even Chayesha, is Deicha Shabbos, and therefore you dig away. Okay. If he's dead, then they leave him there. The Mordechai will explain what on earth will happen in a couple of days from now, what the Chiddush of that is. Of course, if he's dead, you leave him there. Turn about him. When they're feeding the first case by the bulmas, they're feeding him food till his eyes start to get better. How do you know his eyes are getting better? Says Gemara, Mishiyavchin Bein Tev L'Ra. When he can tell the difference between good food, Tev means not just good and bad, good food and bad food. So that's face value, it seems like, again, his vision got back, that he could see the difference between spoiled food and not spoiled food. Gemara elaborates, says, Rabbi Nova Taima. We're talking about taste. Like we pointed out, it's not just the vision that goes. When he gets his bulimic illness, a lot of his senses get weakened. So once the senses start coming back, in this case, his taste comes back, that means he's back to being healthy and you stop feeding him the machos asuris. Tan Rabban. Mishach's bulimic is a person that was grabbed by this bulimic illness. Machinus akal kal. So you have to feed him food. And let's say the only food's available are Isser, you still try to feed him the lesser Isser first. And the Mer elaborates. So Tevel and Nevela. Let's say the options are Tevel or Nevela. Nevela is a Lav, but Tevel, which is Malkus, but Tevel is a Chi of Misabide Shemayim. It's Mochamer. So the Halach is Mechino is a Tevel. Nevela, sorry. You feed him Nevela, not the Tevel, because Tevel is Mochamer. Tevel is Shvi. Similarly, if you have Tevel or Shvi, which is Isser, I say, to eat Shmita produce after the Zman beer during Shmita. So Tevel is Mochamer against Misabide Shemayim, and therefore Shvi. You feed the Shvi food. Tevel and Chuma, what about Tevel and Shvua? Now they're both a Zar eating Chuma is Chim Yispeh Shemayim. Tevel is Chim Yispeh Shemayim. So what do you do? Tevel and Chuma, Tanayi. That's Machlekes Tanayim. The Mer is going to elaborate. Machinos to Tanayim. Look at the Baisa. Machinos to Tevel, Machinos to Chuma. One Tana says you feed Tevel first over Chuma. Chuma is more Chumra than Tevel. Ben Teimayim. No, opposite Chuma. You feed Chuma below Tevel. You feed rather the Chuma over the Tevel. The Mer elaborates on the Machlekes. Amar Rabba. It's clear that if there'll be enough chulin to feed, meaning if you would take the chumas and maishas from the tevel, and the chulin portion left over would be enough to get it better, so there's no discussion, right? I'm assuming you also have time to do it, but it could take 3 seconds to do that, right? Just set aside. So once you could, if there's enough food in the chulin to save him, you separate the trumas ma'isras and fix the tevel and give him chulin, which the Gemara is asking for pashut. Of course. Of course. When chulin is an option, of course that would be the best option. You'd give him a drink of food. Okay. Ki pligi raise the machalikis b'lay efshalim b'chulin, where the chulin wouldn't be enough anyway. If you would separate trumas and ma'isras, the chulin wouldn't be enough. So now the choice is separate it and have him be over on truma, but the rest is chulin, or let him just eat all tevel. Mar sava tevel chamer, the one who says you can still give him chumas because tevel is more chamer, so let's undo, let's be misak what you can, and then he'll eat the chuma. Or mar sava chuma chamer, the one who says the chuma is more chamer. The Gemara explains why chuma or tevel, which one would be more chamer. Mar sava tevel chamer, tevel is more chamer. Why? Because acha aval chuma chazel kayin. Since chuma is found that it's fit by some yidden, namely Kehanim, but since we find that it's fit, so therefore, that means it makes it more kal than Tevel. Tevel is fit for no one. No Yidigi Tevel, it makes it more Chamer. The other one says, Mandamar says that Truma is more Chamer, that's Tanakama, says that Truma is more Chamer. Why? And then Tevel, why? Ava Tevel, Efshel Zikunei. The fact that Tevel you could fix, that inherently is a Kula. Since you can fix it, that inherently is a Kula over the Truma. So that's the two Sfaras. Now the merchant says, top on Bayes, let's just be the first line. Efshel, Bechulin, Pshita, we said in the first part of the Brisa, if you could take Truma and Meister and have enough for the Chulin, then do that. Of course you do that. It's Heter, what would have me know? Let's Richa B'Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos, we're not allowed to take Truma and Meister. That was, I mixed it up before. I said the merchant asked about giving medicine on Shabbos, which is only Drabbanon. It's this. That taking Shumas Maisers, the Mar is about to ask. Mar says right now, we're talking about Shabbos, where it's us to take Shumas Maisers, the Chiddush, you still do that. Ask Mar, that's not a Chiddush. The Isser to take Shumas Maisers is merely Durabanan. What's the Isser? B'Shabbos Nami, big words of air, we'll spend more time in the Tamar Mitzchem. B'Shabbos Nami, Pshita, Tiltil Midurabananu. Taking Shumas Maisers Shabbos is merely a Tiltil. Tiltil is a word we usually use for Mukta. Over here, the issue is Shumas Maisers, Pashas, you say, is ticking money, fixing something, it's ticking. We'll discuss tomorrow, the first we bring both pshatim. Okay, by the way, it's only Drabanan, so of course it's Vaita Pashut. Hachmai Skinan, Piatza Shein Anakav Drabanan, Mar Sever Tevel Chamer, Mar Sever Chumah Chamer. We'll leave that actually for tomorrow. We'll leave it for tomorrow. But the, I wanted to leave off with one point. Oh yeah, so someone this morning, by the morning shear, had a Shaila, a good question. I'm sure they're speaking, I just missed it, I didn't get a chance to look at a Vaiter. But someone asked that the Mar doesn't raise an obvious Maila of Chuma, of the case of eating chuma over tevel. Once we elaborate, the machlokes says, do you take off the chuma and then eat tevel, eat chulin and chuma, mix some and some, or do you leave it as tevel? Wouldn't it be a milah that by tevel, every drop you're eating is all tevel, is there? By chuma, most of what you're going to eat is being okay, it's chulin. You'll eat a little bit of chuma. Isn't there a benefit to minimize the amount of isser you're eating or not? Apparently not. That's... Even if the chuma is more chamer, it's so much less of it. Why wouldn't that be a svara? Agamar doesn't address that svara. Maybe it'll come up in tomorrow, but Agamar doesn't even address that svara. It's a good, it was a good horror.